And wind this puppy up. 5, 4, 3.
It's episode 295, and we've got plugins for mobile click to call, scrolling widgets, manual payments for WooCommerce, sticky audio players, and featured content. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode coming to you direct from the Great White North. I'm John Overall.
And from the sunny shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And we're coming down to springtime just around the corner here for us, but we're still getting tons of rain. How's it down there in California? Did your dam burst?
Well, I'm not that far north.
Oh, I mean, okay.
Good 400 miles away from me.
Oh, you're safe then.
Yeah. No, we're good. It's beautiful, actually. All the vegetation is starting to grow on the hills and all that. It's been dormant for some time, so it's really nice.
Excellent. Well, good to know that it's getting better down there in Southern California. So anyway, don't forget usual stuff right off the top. You can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. If you got a couple of minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time over on Stitcher Radio, where you can leave us a review, or if you listen through the app, hit the little thumbs up button in the corner. And also, if you listen to us in the iTunes store, we'd greatly appreciate a review there. The reviews really help, good, bad, indifferent. Hey, we read them all out, as you will find out.
That's right. Yep, and a lot going on, and we do appreciate all your reviews on Stitcher. We're going to feature a couple Stitcher reviews today as well. Remember also, you can follow this show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
And of course, what used to be self-promotion, these days I don't really have much time for self-promotion. I still take on the occasional job here and there, but for the most part, trying to encourage everyone to start looking into and using the jobs board that we have over at wpsupport.ca. We've got a few experts there that have already listed themselves. No jobs have been posted yet. A couple of jobs I've come across so far, I've managed to have a developer right there ready handy to pass them off to, but... Sooner or later, something else is going to come along.
There you go. All right. So you can find that at wppluginsa2z.com/jobs. And I am now opening up the enrollment again, starting the first week of March for the membership coach program. And I've retooled just about everything from the back end. And I'm going to be launching kind of a 2.0 site the week of, I think, March 7th. So a lot going on there. If you want to get on the pre-enrollment list, you can just go to membershipcoach.com and sign up. And when it's time, when I give you the go, you can use listener promo code WPAZ and get 33% off your enrollment. So check it out now at membershipcoach.com.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool deal. And it's definitely something you want to do if you're going to be starting a membership website. All the information Marcus has there would be really great and helpful and save you tons of time.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, this is the spot where we like to thank our donors, and this week we do have a couple of them, and anyone who comes in $50 or more, we'll read out your note here, talk about whatever you've written to us, and those under $50, we'll just acknowledge you. Thank you. So first off this week, we've got $50 from mineability.com. Put your name into the note next time. We'd greatly appreciate it. That way we could thank a person too. Mm-hmm. And they just say, we just wanted to say that we love your weekly podcast and that we thoroughly enjoy every episode. Keep up the great work, guys. This donation is on behalf of Hype Studio, hypestudio.org, developers of Hype Studio or Hype Social Buffer. It's a free and pro version plugin that connects to your WordPress site to a buffer app and enables you to schedule and share your new old posts straight from your WordPress dashboard. They're also the producers of a product called socialsuite.com, an all-in-one social media marketing solution. So something to check out there also. But thanks a lot to the guys at Mindability. So really appreciate it.
Yeah, and actually they do have a little offer, which is they do have a beta pre-launch that starts tomorrow, actually, February 21st, 2017. And they've got some pretty sweet deals, they say, for early adopters. If you go to socialwebsuite.com and you put in promo code WPPluginsA2Z, you'll get in on the early beta. So that's cool.
There you go. Great deal, folks. And
we also got $50 from Jez at JezWeb. And we thank him a lot because he's really come through for us. Here's his note. Great work, John. Thank you for sticking to the schedule. And I want to thank you too, John. Thanks. I had a 19-hour day last week, and I was just barely conscious. And John's like hitting me up on Skype, going, "You ready?" And I'm like, "Ugh, I don't think I am." So thanks to John for filling in for me last week. Jez continues. There's been a bit on the WordPress news recently about updates and hacking. One suggestion is that for anyone who has a cPanel with installation, you can connect it to existing WordPress installs, not just ones installed by the installation. And there are a few really neat options, including backup to Dropbox, auto-update core, and if you want to auto-update the plugins and themes, it does that. So he mentions a couple links. Maybe careful with such auto-updates on complex sites with lots of plugins, but otherwise, it would certainly be better than a site languishing with no updates. Additionally, there are multi-site control panels like Main WP, Manage WP, etc., which do a great job too, and point out potential issues like abandoned plugins. Have a great week. Thanks. This donation is on behalf of Newcastle Skip Bins at newcastleskipbins.com, who are one of our WordPress clients in Newcastle, Australia. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jez. We greatly appreciate you supporting the show as much as you have been.
Absolutely.
And to anyone, all those that came in under $50, much appreciate your donations. And to our Patreons out there, there are a few of you that are in the under 50 range. Thank you very much for being a Patreon. And if you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com or go to our website and submit via PayPal to us. And yeah. $50 or more gets you a nice readout like that on the show. So,
Worth its weight in gold.
Absolutely.
All right, and we got a couple of other maintenance items to talk about?
Well, no maintenance items. We got some news this week, a couple of pieces of news, and mostly around the hacking that has been plaguing WordPress as of late, and it's due to a flaw that was in previous to 4.72 that was announced after it was fixed. But because not everyone gets out there or has automatic updates, there's still a lot of websites that are out there. And there's an article here about the feeding frenzy by hackers. Could it have been stopped? It's a really interesting article from CMS Wire. And they discuss all the stuff in and around the hacking on there. Plus, another great article here from iThemes, which is a plugin roundup for February 2017. It's their choice of plugins. There's a couple in here that I hadn't even heard of yet. So it's always good to go look at, see what other people are saying about plugins. You never know what you're going to find and where. So check out this article. It's really great.
Yeah.
And for those of you who have uninstalled WordPress plugins, pretty sure everyone's done one or two, at least during the course of their WordPress career. Remember that WordPress doesn't, or the plugins don't always clean up their mess after themselves. They're kind of like puppies and cats in that way. They make a mess, but don't clean it up. But this is a guide from blogginglove.com. It helps tell you how you can go in and clean up the mess left behind in your database. Pretty short, simple, sweet article, but it helps guide you through the troubles of cleaning it up. Just make sure you back up your database before you start messing with it.
That's right. All right, well, let's get into some listener feedback and reviews.
All right.
And you can go ahead and
I'll
start off.
I'll take
the
first
one
here. It's an iTunes review, and it's from the U.S. store, and it's a 4-star review from Mountain Nalsom, or MNTNALSM. Not sure how to pronounce that. So anyway, He says, would have been 5 stars. I love the show and always hear something that I can use on my sites. My only criticism is that John needs to tweak his mic settings or EQ. I listen on my iPhone and Marcus always sounds good, but John sounds muffled or flat. Crank up the higher frequencies. If that was fixed, I'd easily give the show 5 stars. Well, hopefully you'll be able to start giving it 5 stars real soon. I'm working through all of the issues with the mixer and other stuff. Eventually the sound's going to be just perfect and everyone will wonder, never even know that we had bad sound.
Okay. This is from someone who identifies themselves on iTunes as Not Guilty Listener, and they gave us 1 star. And here's the review. Love the show. Don't like the begging. The content of this podcast is terrific. The many minutes spent begging listeners for donations and iTunes reviews is not. So for every time they ask for an iTunes review, I pledge to write a 1-star review. Meanwhile, keep up the great work, guys. Love those plug-in reviews. Okay. I'm not going to stop asking for donations or iTunes reviews.
Oh, absolutely not.
B, you can only leave 1 review in iTunes, so you're stuck with this one. Sorry. And C, I don't really care if you like it or not. That's the format that we've chosen to do for the show, and that's the model that we've chosen to undergo for the show. And until such time as, things change for John and I, we don't have a major sponsor for this show. From week to week, we don't have anybody that put it this way. And how long have I been doing the show with you, John?
You've been doing it with me for just under 5 years.
Okay. I've never gotten a penny from any donation or anything like that that's made it into my bank account. So this is just for the show.
Yeah.
I could easily be doing something else with this time. Easily. But instead, I choose to spend an hour a week with John making this show, and we do expect some stuff on the back end as far as value for value. If it provides you with value, then show something back to us. I've had people write me and tweet me private messages that said, oh, you know, you talked about this great plugin for integrating WooCommerce for Facebook with Facebook Messenger, and I showed it to my clients and they love it. Where's my cut of that? Where's our cut of that, John? If we're keeping your clients happy, throw us $5. Come on. If I were to meet you at a coffee shop and tell you about a great plugin, would you not buy me a cup of coffee?
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous. So, Not Guilty Listener, you should be very guilty. And shame on you for leaving such a nasty, vicious review. And you like the content, but you just don't like us asking for donations or iTunes reviews. There's one more thing, John, that I want to bring up before I let this lie. Is we play this cute little sound effect of guitars, you know, a little 5-second clip when we're going to start the actual plugin reviews.
Yes.
So you're more than welcome to just fast forward until you hear that little sound and enjoy the 10-minute show. That's okay. But this is nasty, and I hope that this is sort of a rallying cry for the rest of our listeners, that this is what we deal with. And, you know, I got really upset the first time I read this. And, you know, was thinking, the natural reaction is, forget these people. why am I doing the show for these guys if this is the reaction that I'm going to get? But actually, this is the reason that I do the show, is because I don't really care what somebody like that says to me, because I know that there are so many other people that get value out of the show, and hopefully they'll translate that value back to us.
That's what we're definitely hoping. Now, I just want one brief thing about Not Guilty Listener. Well, truthfully, you are guilty. You're obviously taking value from the show, but you feel that you don't have to deliver any value back for what you do. You should reconsider that. Anyway, let's move on to the next one. We've got some Stitcher reviews. Now, they're older reviews. I've only recently got around to where I could discover them in Stitcher and bringing them forward, but I feel they're still kind of relevant. First one here, 5 out of 5 stars. It's from the Great White North. Title, The Best WordPress Plugin Show. John and Marcus have done a good job of separating the junk from the gems on this show. Just as the promo says, always good insights on which plugins you should have in your WordPress site. Another person found that review helpful. I obviously didn't remove that when I was cleaning it up. But that shows that someone found that review helpful in Stitcher. And on Stitcher, we must be doing something right because we're listed number one there if you type in and search for WordPress.
Oh, beautiful. I like that. All right. Let's see. We got another one here, which is from WB Jeb, one of the best in WordPress. This is really one of the most fantastic podcasts out there. I come away from each show with at least 2 to 3 new ideas. John and Marcus are the true plugin professors. That's great. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, WP Jeb. And that wraps up what we've got from all our listener feedback this week. Now, if you would like to be featured here, you can leave us a review. You can also stop in on the website and leave us a SpeakPipe, a voice recording review, or if you just want something to say on the show, leave us a SpeakPipe. We'll play that on the air. We haven't had a SpeakPipe in quite a while now, so get out there, hit that little mic button when you're on the site, and just record away.
Yeah, that's how to do it. And we do appreciate any listener feedback. If you got any plugins that you've checked out that we haven't talked about yet on the show, by all means, please raise our awareness, bring that to our attention, leave us a speak pipe and tell us how you like it.
Absolutely. And also stay tuned. There are some interviews coming up. I finally gotten some more scheduled. You'll be having one coming up real soon from Russell Aaron. I'm going to be interviewing him later today, hopefully.
Oh, good. What does he do?
He works over at WP Dev Studio. Oh, not WP Dev. WP. I had it in my head. It's jumped out of my head now.
Web Dev Studios?
Yeah, Web Dev Studios. There we go. Web Dev Studios. Nice. And he's also a plugin developer. So
great.
We'll find out more about him when I do the interview later, and it'll be posted as a separate show.
Yeah, I met one of the co-founders of that company at Affiliate Summit, actually, Brian.
All right, well, that wraps up everything. I guess it's time to jump into the meat and potatoes, eh?
All right, let's do it.
Off we go. This week here, I've got pretty nice plugins out. One of them comes to me because of a connection I had. It's called Toolset Types. Now, I think I might have reviewed it a couple, 3 years back when I actually used it once upon a time, but I'd long since forgotten about it because I'd started doing things other ways. But during a recent project I was working on, I came across an issue setting up a very specific display in a theme for the archives, and it was driving me mental, and I found a solution to it, but it wasn't the solution I wanted. And while I was working through it, one of our listeners out there, David, you know who you are. If you want me to announce it all out, David, I'll give the whole world credit to you. But David's one of our listeners. He's volunteering some time for the WP Plugins A to Z site to help us develop our theme, because the theme I used on our site is one I used in my client's site, and he happens to specialize with that theme, which was a really great thing. And after talking to him about some things for the WP Plugins site, I mentioned my project, and he had a solution for me that involved using the toolset types. And so what happened was, after I talked to him, I realized it's easier just hire him. So I hired him to do the job for me on this project. A couple hours later, he solved it for me. All we have to do is some fine-tuned tweaking, and it's a great. But when I went and looked at it, Toolset Types, great plugin. You can create all kinds of custom post types, fields for many different uses, such as custom searches. You can customize WooCommerce websites, custom templates, post types, and more. It's a really great plugin. It is a premium plugin, starts at $69, so you got to spend some money, but well worth it. And the time it saved on this project here and how it's impressing and helping my client, well worth it, and well worth paying David the time necessary to do the job and help out my client. So this plugin hit a 5 Dragon rating. Check it out, Toolset Types.
There you go. That's nice. I like it when those things work out like that, and I'm looking forward to seeing the changes on the site too.
Yeah, well, they'll be coming over time, but David can't spend any money with us, but he's volunteering time, which is just as good.
That's value. Absolutely. That's awesome. Thank you. All right. So the first plugin that I've got today is a mobile-based plugin, and a lot of us are kind of realizing that mobile first is the way to go when it comes to design, because so much traffic is now migrating over to mobile.
Absolutely.
In some instances, it's dominating. You know, the desktop seems to be dying as far as surfing goes, surfing the internet. So this is called Really Simple Click to Call Bar. So what it does is it's a plugin that leaves kind of a sticky bar on the bottom of any of your responsive sites, and it only displays in a mobile device. And what it does is it adds a customizable click-to-call bar at the bottom for all your mobile users that just have to click it one time and it calls your business. So it's great for small businesses, restaurants, retail stores, or any kind of lead generation that relies strictly on phone calls, or at least dependent on some phone calls. It's called Really Simple Click-to-Call Bar. Great plugin, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, I had something similar to that for quite a while on another plugin a few years ago. But yeah, it's definitely nice. Oftentimes I'll look up a website and I'm looking specifically for their phone number, and if it has that button, it's like, sweet, just hit the button and call them.
That's right.
All right. Next up, I have here a plugin called WP Featured Content and Slider. It has both a free and a pro version. I ended up testing the pro version, which starts at $9, but the free version, all it is a slightly lesser bits of the pro. Anyway, while working on another project during last week, I had been running into another issue displaying featured content just the way I wanted to in a slider. I'd been trying to work with Revolution Slider to get this display, but the display wasn't quite what the client wanted or what I was after. And while doing some research for something else, I tripped across this plugin here. And this plugin allows you to create that custom content or pull that content for your featured content for your news and other bits and pieces that you're going to display and create some really nice carousel sliders for that information. And it allowed me to create the display just the way my client wanted. Now, the free version didn't have everything, but the paid version definitely had what I was after. And it offered the ability to create this great layouts, content from your posts or custom post types, place it where you want it with a short code or with a widget. All in all, a really great plugin. It's from WPOnlineSupport.com, and I had to give this one a 5 dragon rating. And it's WP Featured Content and Slider.
Wow, that's 2 5 in a rows there for you. Five stars. I love that.
They don't happen very often with me, but once in a while, they just manage to knock it out.
Yeah, and I've been very discerning about my ratings lately, so I don't know. The next one I want to talk about is something that happens quite a bit, actually. Sometimes it's necessary for you to have to manually get involved with the credit card process. And this plugin is called WooCommerce Manual Payment. And what it does is it adds a payment form to the WooCommerce edit order page. And there's no real need to leave the back end at all for this. You just fill in the credit card information manually and then click process payment. And that's it. It's completely secure. The credit card information never hits your server. It goes right to your payment processor. And it allows you also, with the pro version of this plugin, to do manual refunds, which is also something that's somewhat difficult sometimes when dealing with WooCommerce. So if you're hands-on and maybe you're even wanting to just keep a credit card on file and ding that card every month for services to a business or a person that you do work for, this is a great way to do that as well. It's called WooCommerce Manual Payment, and I reviewed the free version of it. There is a pro version, and I rated this a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, I could definitely save some people some time.
Mm-hmm.
The final plugin I've got this week is another plugin from WP Online Support, and it's a pro version that I tested, but they do have a free version. They have free versions of all of their plugins available at the WordPress repository. But their pro version is very nice. Their prices, very affordable. This one here started at $16 for the plugin. And the plugin, being from the same developer, but it also solved another issue I was having on another project. Yeah, my last week was pretty busy, which was explains everything. And I was coming up, I was trying to create a good, clean news ticker for the website, and it kept coming up with, you know, ones that weren't fitting the bill quite right. This one here offered up several different layouts. It pulls from its own custom post type for news, which is not exactly what we were looking for, but it was close and better than what we were being presented with. And all in all, it turned out to be a pretty decent plugin. I really wanted to rate it at a 5, but it just didn't have all the functionality I was chasing. But gave it a 4 Dragon rating. Pretty great plugin. WP News and Scrolling Widgets. And as a side note about these two plugins, I recommend it from the same developer. If you find that any of their plugins are worthwhile, they also offer themes, and they have a theme and plugin package that starts at $69, which is what I ended up purchasing because I could see myself using a couple of their other plugins down the road or even one of their themes. Anyway, check it out. And no, there's no affiliate or any kickback on this one. This is just I found a really good service, worthwhile, so I thought I would just let everyone know.
Great. All right. The last one that I've got is something that I've been just kind of thinking about, mulling over, how I could actually add audio tracks that could be switchable throughout my site. And I came up with this cool plugin. It is called Themify Audio Dock. And what it does is it allows you to play music, podcasts, spoken word, anything you want, any kind of MP3 file on any WordPress site using the audio dock. So you could put an unlimited number of tracks, put your own custom titles in, choose any kind of color that you want for the bar and the text of the track. And this is a great plugin for bands, artists, or any kind of user that wants to set the right mood with music in their browser. And it's really nice because you can actually kind of skip through the different tracks, and it doesn't matter if you navigate to another page, this sticky bar with the tracks on it stays intact.
Nice.
And it's really nice. It's not necessarily a podcast catcher because it doesn't work on any feeds or anything, and you do have to manually add in all of the tracks, but I thought it was a really great plugin. It's one of the best that I've seen in terms of audio, and I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Perfect. Very nice. Well, at least we wrapped it up with a 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wanted to make a quick mention because I was just taking a look at the audio doc there, and I'm noticing more and more plugins when they display content, they're starting to make mention that they're fully responsive across all mobile devices.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one thing that I forgot to mention about the previous two plugins I had done, was that they are mobile responsive too, which really saves you a lot of grief down the road, especially nowadays, that everything needs to be mobile responsive.
Right.
Okay. Well, that pretty much wraps it up. I covered up in this episode here, I covered up the tool set types, which I gave a 5 to. I covered up the WP featured content and slider, which I gave a 5 to, and the WP news and scrolling widgets, which I gave a 4 to.
And I talked about really simple click-to-call bar for your mobile sites, and I rated that a 4 out of 5. WooCommerce manual payment gets a 4 out of 5, and Themify audio dock a 5 out of 5.
And wrapping it up here, a little bit of promotions for another great space with lots of great WordPress content called codenwp.com. Some really great information here. There are some developers and other things, but their blog often contains really great how-to articles or tips and tricks and other great information. I ended up subscribing to them some time ago and just started realizing their articles were in my feed. So check them out. CodeNWP.com.
Beautiful. I will check that one out. And just a reminder, Membership Coach, you can go to membershipcoach.com and sign up for the pre-launch. And about the first 10 days in March is when we're going to start up again. And I've got a lot of great new content that I'm putting together, and I hope everybody will like it. So check it out, membershipcoach.com.
And the usual reminders, don't forget, stop in at the iTunes store. We'd really greatly appreciate you leaving us a review there and helping us out. That really helps the show in the rankings. And if you're listening to us via Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner or leave us a review directly on their website for the episode that you're listening to.
That's right. I need more begging, John. I need to beg for more things on the show now.
More. Well, before we head off to that, thinking of the begging, one quick thing there, just to let everyone know, is not only money or reviews, you know, things can help us out. If you want to donate some time to the show, you have some expertise that you feel could improve the website or the show in some way, feel free to contact us and offer it up, man. We will be happy to take on some support in that way. One of my favorite shows I listen to, much of their stuff comes from their listeners and supporters. So
yes. Yep. And you donate to that show too.
I do donate to that show because I like the show. I get value from it. So I send them money.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. How can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WPPlugins A-Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.